Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, August the 15th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very powerful show. We want to wrap up the series that we started talking about, Glow, Flow, Grow. It's very important, brothers and sisters, because when we look at how we get in the flow, we have a biblical example. When Moses went up on the mountaintop, he came back and he had a glow. And the scripture says that his face shone like light. It talks about the fact that when Moses was up on the mountain represents, you know, again, crown chakra, the highest possible aspect of your physical nature, awareness, or vibration. It represents, the mountaintop represents omnibenevolence, the highest possible vibration. So when he went up to the mountain, his face shone. So if your thoughts are not aculine, your body is going to be acidic, sick. That means disease. So every physical disability has a spiritual cause. If you deal with it in the spirit, you can control it in the physical. Now, what's extremely important, brothers and sisters, is to understand what that means in English. That simply means that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your job is to think the way God thinks. If you don't, you know, you don't pray to God, you pray as God. You don't, you know, you don't look at yourself as a worthless, dirty sinner. You look at yourself the same way you look at God, same way you look at your deity. I'm not saying that you are him. I'm just saying that you should see yourself because you're made in his image and his likeness. The offspring of a thing vibrates. It grows up to be like the thing. We are all suffering from spiritual ignorance. We are suffering from a vibrational ignorance. We're not vibrating in our pop popular or special place. And so what that means, when in order to get in the flow, you got to do exactly what Moses did. Moses, he was down. He was a sheep herder hanging out with Jethro in the tents of Midian. And what Moses said, he glanced up and he saw a light. Notice that Moses was down in the valley, but he saw the light. Let me say it again. Notice was Moses was in the dark, so to speak. He was hanging out with Jethro in the tents of Midian. He was just doing his thing. And what was interesting was Moses noticed the mountain had a light. The glow was on the mountain. The glow wasn't down where he was at. So in order for you to get your glow, you got to go up to the mountain. That means you got to elevate your thinking. There's no way, there's no way around it. There's nothing else. You start there. The problem is everybody's looking for a shortcut, man. We're all trying to find another way around. Nobody want to climb because Moses had to climb up the mountain. But notice how Moses got up to the top of the mountain. Moses went up the mountain by himself. He didn't have an entourage. He didn't have a group of people. Moses went up to the mountain, and God told him, take the shoes from off your feet because the ground that stand on is holy. You see, brothers and sisters, when you're in the presence of the king, when you go up to the mountain, that means you activate your crown chakra. That means that you radiate and you establish your aura. You establish, again, your bioactive field, and then you start to become like your thoughts. That takes you to step two. So step one is the most important thing. Because without maintaining the mind of God, then you do not oscillate in the flow of God. And if you don't activate the flow of God, you cannot grow like God. Notice, in order for something to grow, it needs to be planted in the soil, and it pulls nutrition. It pulls nutrients. It pulls enzymes. It pulls chemicals out of the soil by which to enrich so that it can grow. But if there is no nutrients, if the soil is not nutrient dense, then you can plant a good seed in bad soil, it won't grow. You can have, again, a bad seed in good soil, it won't grow. You need a good seed, that's you, and you need to plant it in good soil, that's your purpose, in order for it to grow spiritward. In order for you to grow spiritward, brothers and sisters, in order for you to climb the mountain, everything starts. The glow allows you to flow, and the flow allows you to grow. Now, the growth process is very important. We want to jump into that. That is found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Now, before we leave the other two steps, let me make sure that you really, really got crystal clear clarity. Because just like Moses, Moses was born a Hebrew. He was raised an Egyptian. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. He went up to the mountain, and God sent him back to his past so Moses could get his cash. Now, I don't really know if you understand the depth of the statement, so let me say it again. Moses went right back to the place that he left. Many of you are running for something, and the thing that you're running from is where you got to run to. It's remarkable when I talk to people because their purpose is staring them right in the face. I was talking to one client that's a seven, and the client had very, 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 very intelligent, because seven is the number of intelligence. I was talking to another client that is a five and is very, 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 very spontaneous, very creative, very imaginative, because five is the number of this spontaneous self-expression or creativity or imagination. I was talking to another client that's an 11. And this client is very, 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 very intuitive. All three of these clients suffer from the same thing. The purpose was staring them right in the face. They couldn't see it because it was so close to them. It's just like breathing. That's the glow. See, the glow is how you flow. So how do you get in the glow? We got to do exactly what I did, which is exactly what Jesus did. So Jesus was in the Mount of He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. The garden represents a den of enclosure. That represents the brain as well. Garden again, mountain, garden, Eden. All of these words are phrases that represents cranial activity, brain. So Jesus was in the garden, brain, if you will, and he was meditating, thinking, and he had a thought expression that said, "Man, this cup is deep." And the thought said, "Take this cup from me." Remember, you have those thoughts too. You have a thought to go to work, and then something says, "Man, I don't feel like going to work today." You have a thought to, you know, start, you know, doing your own business, but then say, "Oh man, it's going to be difficult." You have a thought to you stop being a procreator, and you start, you want to look at yourself, but you know what? Nobody else sees me that way. So we all have thoughts. So Yahushua knew his calling. And he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he told his 12 cranial nerves to tarry with him for an hour. But the 12 cranial nerves fell asleep. Those 12 cranial nerves in your brain, they're not activated until the circle of Willis, until the dura mater, until the part of the brain, the spark activates. So Jesus came back and he said, "Man, can y'all not tarry with me for 1 hour?" So Jesus knew that he had to spark. He had to be the spark. He had to initiate. So he said, "Nevertheless," notice he said something before he did something. Nothing happened until he said something. Nothing happened until he accepted his calling. Nothing happened until he stepped up to the plate. Nothing happened until he changed his self-image. Nothing happened. Notice he was in the garden. Notice where Moses was at. Notice where Daniel was at. Notice where Jeremiah was at. Notice where Hezekiah was at. Notice where Samson was at. Notice everybody was in the valley first, and before they went up to the mountain. So your valley is precursor for your mountaintop. You've been set back for a set up. So welcome it. The darker it gets, the brighter it's going to be. So you've been going through something. You've been experiencing Groundhog's Day. You've been going through the same shit over and over again, because that just simply means that you're not in the flow. So, Brother Will, why am I not in the flow, man? Why do I keep experiencing the same shit over and over? Look at your Facebook page. Go back to your Facebook post every year. Look at the post that you made last year today. I guarantee you it's the same. Just a different version of what you post today. Don't believe me? Check it out. Go back like I did, 5 years, 6 years. It's eerie. You're in Groundhog's Day. You stuck like Chuck because you have not answered the call. That simply means that just like Jesus, you're in the Garden of Gethsemane and you're telling the big G, "Oh, man, Father, take this cup from me." That means that you're doing like King Arthur. King Arthur, when he was just Arthur, he was cool hanging out with prostitutes and they was running their little game. He had his little coffers. He had his money. And then they got all the dudes together. He really didn't want to go. He just wanted to be left alone. They forced the king. God is dragging you, kicking and screaming all the way to your blessing. You don't want to go. You do not want to get it. You don't want to glow. Moses didn't want to glow. Moses was an Egyptian. He left. He spent 40 years as an Egyptian. Then he spent another 40 years in the tents out in, you know, with Jethro. And what you call him, hanging out with his wife, herding sheep. And Moses was at the valley of the mountain, and he looked up, and he saw a bright light, and he was like, "Who is this?" And his wife told him, that's our God. Notice it wasn't Moses' God. Moses was, but really he wasn't. He was raised by Egyptians. See, you was born a son of the king, but you was raised like a freaking peasant. So you don't know, just like Moses didn't know who he was. Just like King Arthur. King Arthur was born the son of the king, but he was raised with prostitutes. He didn't know he was the king. He had no self-image as a king. Moses didn't have a self-image as a deliverer. He didn't see himself going to Egypt and delivering the people. He couldn't see, so therefore he couldn't be. You can't see, so you can't be. The only reason that you can't see is because you wasn't raised to see. The word universe, as we talked about in part one, means you never see. Look at the word. Now, this was given to me by this guy that goes on YouTube by the name of Spellbreaker. Now, the reason why this is so important is because the universe is a universe of darkness. It's not a universe of light. Everybody in this universe can't see. That's the requirement to be here, just like it says in Jude 6. So in the book of Jude chapter 6, it says that you are chained in darkness. The chain is your DNA, because the DNA, when it turns, it looks just like a chain, and it traps light. That's you in dirt. That's your body. Your body is glorified dirt. So we're fighting. We're killing each other. We're doing all of this stuff. You're just leaving one piece of dirt for another piece of dirt. So you leave your wife for one. Then no, everybody's dirt. Your dirt just glorified. It's just animated dirt. But it's animated by a spirit. But the job is for you to exit this dirt suit and to return back to your spirit suit. That's the flow. But before you can get in the flow, you got to get the glow. The same way Moses, Samson, David, oh man, who else? The three Hebrew boys, Jonah, Joshua, all of the biblical characters, the whole Bible was written to give you an example. Just read Hebrews chapter 11. That's the Faith Hall of Fame. And it says, by this, they all obtained a good report. So if there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice who don't know the steps by which to obtain a good report, read Hebrews chapter 11, please. I beg you. Because when you read Hebrews chapter 11, you're going to see the steps by which to get in the glow. Now, the glow, again, is what you know, not what you believe. The word believe is the word be lie. So I'm not interested in be lying or lying so I can be. So if you believe something, you got a belief system. It's belief system. BS is bullshit. So you might want to get rid of that. I know it's good. I mean, it's great, but you need a knowing system. Now the word knowing, again, you need to drop that K and you need to drop the W. Because you need to understand, because the knowing system is another step. It's not the end all. It's just another step. You know, the truth is like an onion. People, they peel off one layer of the onion and they quit. I don't understand, but I do understand because I've read Hebrews 6. So today we're doing part three. We're talking about to grow. Hebrews 6:1. I've been saying this for 25 years. Especially ever since January the 1st of 2009, I'm a Hebrews 6:1 Negro. I don't do nothing else but Hebrews 6:1. That's how you grow. Because in the book of Hebrews, it tells us, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, it says, therefore leaving. Now, again, I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack, but I'm in the pack. It says, therefore leaving. Now, again, I know my English is not that great, but it says leaving. So I don't know what your definition of the word leaving is. But whatever your definition of the word leaving, make sure it is similar to the original text. Now, in the original text, it talks about this word leaving. Now, I need you to understand, because obviously a lot of us don't understand because we ain't left yet. So the word leaving in the ancient text.
863. I fear me. I fear me.
Do you fear me? I feel me. So the word I feel me in the ancient text means to send away. It means to bid farewell. It means to depart. Now, again, I'm not the brightest bulb in the shack, but I am in the shack. It means the same way that a husband divorces his wife. Now, whatever you do when you divorce your wife, I don't know. I divorced and I remarried. So when I divorced my first wife, I disconnected, brother. Now we're still cordial. You know, we have 5 children together. We see each other on the street. Hey, what's going on? You know, but that's it. So let me make sure, because I don't really understand if you understand, so that way you can understand, so you can overstand, so you can grow. The only reason that you don't grow is because you don't know. What is it that you don't know, brother? Well, you don't know that you're supposed to be in the flow. Now, the flow, as we talked about yesterday, is the automatic process by which current moves. That's what's called cash flow. So everything flows. If you get in a river, now, whatever the answer, because your definitions of your words establishes your reality, not mine. So when I get into a river that is moving downstream and I go with the stream, I put in no effort or no energy to move. Now, I actually tried it. I recommend that you test out the theory. Get into the river and see if you got to assist the river with moving downstream. Here in Texas, right up there, the college calls, you know, in San Marcos, where me and my kids used to go, there's a river, Guadalupe River. And that river, now there's other rivers and streams here, but one of the rivers that we used to like to go to, because you, it's called tubing. You can get in the river with a tube, and you can get, and the water takes you downstream, no effort. You just, now people, now every year they go to New Braunfels and they get in the Guadalupe River and they float downstream, and they my son loves to go all the time, you know. He go out there, man. They take his beard, family, they barbecue and they chill and they enjoy the river, but they don't. It doesn't require no effort. That's the flow. So if what you got, if you're not doing that, something's wrong. Something is really wrong if you're not, if you don't have the flow. If you're putting in effort and you, at the end of the day you get off work and you're tired, something's wrong. Now, I know the body needs to regenerate, but I'm talking about the mind. If mentally you need to disconnect, something's wrong. If mentally you're exhausted, something's wrong. If mentally you worn out, something's wrong. What's wrong is you're not inside of the glow, because the glow allows you to know. What do you know? You know, where purpose is not known, abuse of self is inevitable. So the reason why you stress is because you don't have no glow. The reason that you don't have no glow is because you don't know. What you don't know is that God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. You're still looking for what you already got. Now, we broke this down yesterday, and we read in the book of Matthew where it says that Jesus only taught in parables. And the reason that he said he taught in parables, because it was forgiven, it was given, it was given, it was given, it was given. We looked it up. It was given gift. That means you don't do shizness for it. It's a gift. It was given for you to know, but not to them to know. So it was given to you. So if you can understand what I'm saying, that means that you have the gift. Okay, Brother Will, what is the gift? You know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The word mystery means mist story. It means water story. So that you understand the holy. Holy means H-O. That's water, homie. So you understand, again, the mystery of the gospel. The gospel says that flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What enters in? You must be born of the water and of the spirit. So you need two things. You need H-2-O and you need spirit. Thankfully, you got those things. But you're... Now you must be born anew. That's how you get in the glow. So what that means? That means you pick up your cross, follow me. That's what the Bible says. Deny yourself, pick up cross, follow me. That's what Jesus did. So Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. So what is the true destiny of mankind? See, you have not been taught the mystery of the kingdom of God. So you think the true destiny of one kind is of mankind is what you heard regurgitated by the Reverend Dr. Bishop. That's not the true destiny according to the biblical text and according to all of the ancient texts and according to, again, mitochondria, which is inside of your DNA, the telomeres on top of your DNA, which allows you to be, again, my temporary psychosis, if you look at the word. So we are all in a temporary psychosis. That means that we've been mind-elfed. That means that we confused. Con means to swindle. Fuse are joining together. So you join together to create Babel, a Babylonian. What is Babel? That's what we're doing right now, babbling. Babbling is talking. So words bring confusion, because at the Tower of Babel, everybody was on one accord and everybody spoke one language, and there was nothing they could accomplish. And then what happened? multiple languages came in, Negroes been lost ever since. So you got the wrong language. So let me make sure you understand, because see, there is a language of wealth. There is a language of health. There is a language of wisdom, and there is a language of great. Everybody that have good relationships, they all speak the same language. Because language is code for frequency. Now, these are hidden codes and social norms. This is how you grow. If you don't speak the language of a millionaire, don't believe me, go to a meeting where the net worth of everybody in that meeting is over $1 million, and then sit in the back of the room and listen. You will find that they are saying words and phrases that you've never heard before. They're going to be talking about network. They're going to be talking about capital gains. They're going to be talking about cash flow restructuring. They're going to be talking about economics. They're going to be talking about all of the things that millionaires talk about. That's totally different from what you talk about. Then go to the hood. Hang out with your fellows that, you know, that's unemployed, that they struggle out on drugs. They do crack cocaine. They understand. Now, then listen to their language. Listen to how they talk. If you listen to how somebody talk, you can tell somebody's walk. See, and when I go to church, I sit in the back and I listen. I listen to how people talk. Then I can know if they got a walk. Most people that talk, they ain't got no walk. That's why they talk. And see, if you don't understand that, it's really, really easy. It's really simple to understand if the person that you're hanging out with, or the group that you're with, or the message that you're listening to, or the Reverend Dr. Bishop that you're talking to, or the book that you're reading, is it feeding your soul? Is it allowing you to glow? Because the glory, my brothers and sisters, as we talked about before, the glow activates the flow. So the flow means that you jump in to what you know. So you will never see me joining, as I've said before, no multi-level marketing blank, or selling no Bitcoin, or jumping on, you know, windmills, or doing all the stuff that I did in the past. Why? Because that wasn't my calling. Because that wasn't my anointing. Because when I did it, I got tired. It was hard going door to door trying to sell somebody something. And they didn't buy it, then I felt something. I did not feel loved, valued, and respected when they were slamming them doors in my face. How about you, boo-boo? When you go to work every day, what do you feel? I mean, I'm just asking a question. And when you go to work, what do you feel? Do you feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control? Against such things, there is no law. If you're not feeling that, you're not in the flow. If you go to work and you don't feel love, meekness, self-control, that means you're not in the flow. You don't have the right current. You ain't got the language of God. Now, remember, God, the language, God only talks to other gods. Let me say that again. God only recognizes other gods. God doesn't recognize your body. He only recognizes the frequency. That's what the Bible says. Be still and know. All that vibrational up and down, cyclical stuff you're doing, left, right, yeah, God don't do that. He's one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So you got too many minds. So you got to slow your roll. That's the only way to grow. Now remember, according to the word, aphiomi, it means you need to do to your current belief system what you would do if you divorce a spouse. So I don't know what that, I don't know what y'all do, but I just know what I did. It means that you admit that person out your brain. That's what it means. It means you bid farewell. That means you bon voyage. It's hasta la vista, baby. I mean, there's a bunch of other ways we can say it, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing. See, you haven't done that. See, the Bible says, therefore, leaving the principles. So let's go to the next word. See, you haven't left the principles. You haven't left the principles. Okay, well, Brother Will, what principles are we supposed to leave? You're supposed to leave the archons. Hold up. What? You're supposed to leave. Let me look it up. Let me look it up in the ancient text for you.
Strong's G, 746. Arche. Arche.
Arche. A-R-C-H-E. Or A-R-C-H-O-N. Well, we get the word archon, or arche in the Greek. Arche. Now, we're talking about growth today. First of all, you got to get the glow. How you do that? I have a whole system called the Life Management System. I'll give you the glow. If you don't got it, email me masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'll give it to you for free. It's a one-page chart. If you ain't got it, I give it to you for free because it's not going to do you any good. Why? Because you haven't divorced the old circle that you're in. How do I know? Because you're still in it. How do I know? Because you still feel like shiznits. How do I know? Look at what you got in your life. Look at them, because remember, you are looking at leaves. Me, I look at fruit. See, you can tell a tree by its fruit. That's what the scripture says. You can't tell a tree by its leaves, so you got to wait till the fruit comes. See, if you change your self-image, you can change your conditions. See, you see yourself as broke. You see yourself as sick. You see yourself as ignorant. You see yourself as, you know, not worthy to be in a relationship. You see yourself as being overweight. You see yourself as being too skinny. You see yourself as being too black. You see yourself as being too white. You see yourself as being too short. You see yourself as being too tall. You see yourself. How do you see yourself right now, today? Right freaking now. Go look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If you go look in the mirror and you see anything other than God, your dogs don't hunt. You've been lied to. You are confused. Not confused. You are conned. You've been conned, homie. You've been swindled. Now, it's okay. We've all been swindled. We've all drunk from the sea of forgetfulness. The Bible says there's none. No, not one. Now, I'm confused, too. I got a little less confusion than most. I'm working on it. I'm going to perfection according to what it says in Hebrews 6:1. So it says leave the principles. Now, the principles, the word principle, it means the origin or the beginning. Come on, man. Are you serious? Hold up. Hold up. Time out. It means the place, the principality, the rule, the magistrate of angels and demons. Time out. If you go to Google right now and type in the word archon, I tripled that to do it. Well, after the show. Who are the archons? Just go to Google and type in who are the archons. You're going to pull up something called the demiurge. It's called the demonic urge. You're going to find out that everything down here is an archon. It will blow your cookies and curl your toes. You will see why you are chained in everlasting darkness, like it says in the book of Jude. You will see why this is an unauthorized production. You will see why light came in the darkness and the darkness perceived it not. You will see that there is no light down chump, contrary to popular belief. Now, I know, you look outside and it is a harmonious arrangement. It looks beautiful, right? People are willing to die for this shizness down here because they don't remember what they left. So hell looks good, doesn't it? I know. A lot of people are willing. People are fighting to stay here. They don't want to leave because they don't know where they came from. You see, my brothers and sisters, in order for you to grow, you got to know. What do you got to know? You got to know your glow. The glow is the messianic office. As we broke down the word Christ, it means the messianic office that furnishes one in that office with power to fulfill that office, nothing else. Get out of office, you have no power. That's the problem. So the glow is your messianic office. That is the metaphysical office. That is the office that allows you to control subatomic particles, as it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. As we broke down the word Christ and the word Christ. Christ, drug. Christ. So it's C-H-R-I and C-H-R-E. C-H-R-S, toss. When we get the word Christ, that means drugged one. Everybody's drugged. What are we drugged with? Lane, goo, age. We're drugged with pheromones. We're drugged with linguistics. We're under the spell. That's what's called spelling. It's okay, though. That's why you got the gospel. It's the ghost spell. It's the good spell. There's a lot of spells. So, hey, the Bible says you're going to be a slave, so you might be a slave to the ghost or the good spell. So now that we are drugged, what do we do next? We are walking around in a drug stupor. Then that allows us to be an implement. That's what the word CRES, C-H-R-E, like where they get the word CRES toothpaste. Again, look it up. Don't believe me, please. Don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. Back in the ancient text, before there was Christians, there was Crestons. Everybody was known as Crestons. There was no such thing as a Chris. That's 1611 and after. Everybody was weapons. Now everybody's drugged. That's why you see people act like they are under a drug when they get the Holy Ghost, because that's what's going on. They're drugged. But you're supposed to be drugged so that way you can be a weapon. But they left off the weapon part. And so instead of you whooping, you're being whooped. Now, I don't know if you ever got in a fight with somebody that was in a drunken stupor. You can pretty much, they pretty much guaranteed to get smoked. It's almost guaranteed. So you're in a fight, and you're getting whooped. But you got to understand why. Because you didn't divorce those demons. The original or the originator. Now, again, don't believe me, look these words up. It means the person or the thing that commences. It's the first in a series. It is the leader. So if you don't deal with the root cause, that's why I don't do effect, I only do cause. Because that's what it says in the Constitution. So the Constitution of the government of the kingdom of God says in the Constitution, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine. So we've got to look at the doctrine. What is the doctrine? Well, let's look it up. We're not taking that. I don't leave anything for chance. I look everything up. And then I look that, I look at frames, not pictures. So this is called reframing the ghost spell. So that way you can be a weapon of God instead of just being drugged by God. Now, if you like being drugged, okay, you're good. But if you want to go out and fight and have a weapon that you can use to basically walk through demons and devils, so you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you will fear no evil, because that's growth. Growth is movement. You get the, okay, I already got the glow. And I'm operating in the flow. That means money comes to me automatically. All I do is maintain the glow. How do you maintain the glow? You do exactly what Jesus did. What did he do? Jesus said, I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of the Father. Did anybody wake up this morning and say that? If you woke up this morning and you did not say, I am not here to do my will, I am here to do the will of my Father, you're not operating inside of your God-given destiny. If you do not say, as a man speak it in his heart, so is he. Now, you got to say it out loud, but you got to say it to yourself. Every day you got to wake up, you should be about the business of building the freaking kingdom, not making money. It's not your personality, it's your purpose. So don't talk to me, man. Don't tell me about how you got a great personality. I know. You got a great body, off the chain. But I'm not interested in your personality or your body. I'm interested in your purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That is why crime exists on this damn planet. Because everybody I know don't know their freaking purpose. Purpose is the glow. But there is no purpose. People cast off restraint. So if you meet a man on the street that don't know his purpose, you better run. Because he's going to devour you and himself too. He has to, because it's universal spiritual law. He hasn't divorced that demon. That's what that means. So you walk around and you are entertaining angels unaware. Some of those angels are good. Some of them are bad. Now in the ancient text, the word doctrine in Hebrews 6:1.
3056. Logos.
Hold on, time out. I thought, wasn't that the same definition for in the beginning was the word? The word is logos. Damn skippy. It's the same word. But what does it mean in English? You got the symbol, but then you got the substance. Everybody got symbols. Everybody got sigils. Everybody are grammar casters. Y'all all good witches and y'all good wizards. That's what grammar casters do. They cast spells using sigils. Y'all didn't know that y'all were professional wizards and wizards? Y'all just like them dudes in Harry Potter. We all are. Nobody told us that we were witches and wizards. Now let me make sure you understand. The word logos in the original text, it means to make a utterance. It means making a sound that embodies an ideal or a concept. Is there anybody that do not do that? Anybody? Okay, that's what I thought. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you make utterances that contain a concept or an ideal. That's what I'm doing right now. I am speaking words. I am making sounds, and the sounds contain intent. It contains a decree or a mandate. It contains hopefully a moral precept. It is a discourse that leads to some type of instruction. That's what I'm doing right now. So we got to divorce that. Whoa, time out. But let's put on the brakes. So what are you saying, Brother Will? You got to stop talking about something. Because when you speak, it's like the word abracadabra. I create what I speak. See, you don't speak with your voice box. You speak with your thought box. So every day, now remember, this is how you grow. We're talking about growing. We're talking about growth. Everybody's engaged in this process of growth, but they don't know that they are engaged in the process of growth because we have not broke it down in the ancient text and did any didactic teaching, and we didn't go step by step by step by step through the process of taking the sigil, which is a symbol, which is a signet from the king. Every king had a ring, and on his ring had a signet. When you received instructions, if it wasn't sealed with a signet from the king, then you knew not to carry it out. So sigil magic is runic magic. It is runes, R-U-N-E. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice is practicing Nordic runic magic. But we don't know, but we wasn't taught. So Christmas and everything that we got from our religion comes from this Nordic goat that we call the Baphomet. But if you trace the Baphomet back, it all the way back to its true origin, it is a goat of the Nordic culture that where we get what we call Christmas from. I'm not here to talk about Christmas and our holidays that has replaced holidays that is based upon pagan rituals or paganism. But I am here to get you to grow. Spirit ward. I'm not interested in you growing anything else. Now, you can put a lot of seeds in the ground. Seeds is just thoughts. That's the problem. See, everybody's thinking, but we got stinking thinking. So we got to change our thoughts. So the Logos, it just simply means what we're doing right now. So if we go back to Hebrews 6, verse 1, because we're talking about growing, it says, therefore, leaving, that means you should divorce something. And we're supposed to divorce a principle, which is an archon or a arc. That is the original causality of something. That's the chief. And then doctrine, which is words. So what caused you to say whatever you've been saying, you need to stop. Telling us what we're supposed to leave. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. We're supposed to leave that. Now, I don't know very many people who have, but that's what you're supposed to do. So now, again, the word Christ, when we look it up in the original text.
G 5547. Christos. Christos.
Christos, what I've said before. We broke that down. Again, there's seven words that gives us the English word Christ, which simply means the anointed or anointed one. So that means appointed one. So you're supposed to leave your appointment. Now, we could break it down and go a whole lot deeper, but we run out of time. It says, now, again, we're talking about growing. Now, remember, it's an option. You don't have to grow. You can stay where you're at. But if you're interested in growing, which I am, this message is for people who want to grow. This is the last piece of the puzzle. So we know, again, the three steps is, number one, we got to do what Jesus did in the garden. That represents, again, a den of enclosure or enclosed space, a garden that represents the brain. We got to do what Moses did when he went up on the mountain and he received instructions and he got his purpose and he asked him, who shall I say send me? He said, I am. Now, in the original text, it says, I am, and there's a big comma right there. There's a big question mark. There's a blank. Now, in the Bible, it just says, I am that I am. It's ran all together. But in the original text, it says, I am, and then there's a blank, because you're supposed to fill that blank in. But, see, it's a blank check. That's why it's called a blank. But, see, nobody told you. I'm going to tell you today. See, I told God, if he tell me, I'm going to tell everybody. So I'm telling everybody. Y'all listening? So you're supposed to say, when they say, okay, who sent you, man? This is where you get your walking arts for. This is where you get dunamis power. Anybody want dunamis power? Anybody want power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the devil? Anybody want to wake up every day and you don't even know why you just wake up every day and you got boldness? It says be bold. Be of good courage. You just courageous. That just means that you just take all comers. You don't care if you 4'3". You take on somebody that's 6'3", and you put them asleep. Why? You got dunamis power. But where'd you get the dunamis power from? You got the dunamis power from under, over, understanding that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you know it's not about you. It's not about your stature. It's not about your skin color. It's not about the amount of money you make. It's not about, again, none of the things that we put emphasis on. So it's about what? It's about a ruling disposition. So if you can understand that your power comes from your ruling disposition, that's another word for purpose. It's also another word for spirit, another word for ruach, pneuma. So you got the wrong self-image. So we're back to the same problem again. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice got one problem. That is your negative habit pattern, how you see yourself. So let me ask the question again, so that way you can get the glow. Because today you got to get in the glow. Because once you get the glow, then you can flow. Now you can work all day, every day, 24/7, 365. You don't get tired because it's a closed loop. So right now the loop is open. Anybody seen the number 8? That's why anybody that have like life path number 8, they should be giving this talk today. But most of them, their 8 is not closed. They don't have a circle. So the number 8 is two circles together. It's the infinity sign. Now, infinity means, I don't know if y'all understand. Now, remember, this is important. This is how you grow. We're breaking it down. Hebrews 6:1. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. That's the foundation. Then Hebrews 6:2 says, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. So do you know anybody that preach anything else other than that? I don't know anybody that preach anything else. So the Bible says we should be preaching something else. So what should we be preaching? Purpose. We already got this covered. Now, let's say for some strange stretch of the imagination, you from Mars and you don't have the basics of Jesus Christ and him crucified, you might want to start there, boo-boo. That means Hebrews 6:1 is not for you. Because it says if you want to go on to perfection, not laying again, that means the foundation was already laid. Because who's the foundation? Jesus Christ. But we don't understand what Jesus and what Christ means. Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. So people don't understand what that means. So name is purpose. Title is position in the purpose. Now let me make sure you understand. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now the Bible says anybody who do not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. In means internal. Don't believe me? Look it up. So that means inside of you. Now, if you believe that he came outside of you, that is great. The Bible says that the demons believe that too. They tremble, but they don't do nothing. So a lot of people that believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, they have symbols, but they ain't got no substance because they don't understand runic magic. They don't understand how a hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord work. So when you look at a logo or hieroglyphics, the symbol contains the spell, not the pronunciation. That's another level of spelling. So when you go to Egypt, everybody go to Egypt, they come back, they say they've been changed because they saw in stone hieroglyphics. But they don't understand what that means because when you look at the symbol, the power, that's called an amulet. That's why certain gems and stones emit certain power, because they are amulets. And if you don't understand that these amulets is an object that has magical or miraculous power, the problem is that power good or is that power bad? Amulets. Now, these amulets are the same thing as hieroglyphics, where it talks about in Matthew 23, where that word glyphics, where we get the word graphics, it is the ancient, what they call logographics. It is the process of embodying the logos in a graphic or a design. That's why every corporation has a logo, because the logo contains the logos. Look at the spelling. The logo contains the logos. So now I can condense a ignomatic or a incomprehensible symbol, and it could contain a comprehensible substance. Now, most of these symbols are demotic, D-M-O-T-I-C, not D-E-M-O-N, demotic. Or they are Coptic. And if you look at the word demotic, D-E-M-O-T-I-C, it means popular. So what they've done is given you demotic sigils that turns you into a heretic or a heretic. It is folkish or foolish, based upon the Egyptian hieroglyphic cursive form. It is the act of performing a curse using cursive writing to make you a heretic, so that way you can be demonic. But it's phonetically the same as what we talk about in Christianity. When we say demon or demonic, what we're saying in Egypt, we're saying demotic, D-E-M-O-T-I-C. That means tick means blood-sucking, D-E-M, demon. A blood-sucking demon that's contained in hieroglyphics. So go to Egypt if you want to. I got black folks eating it up. Love Egyptology and ain't got a clue. Now, ain't nothing wrong with it. We just need to, again, I'm an etymologist. I just call it like I see it. That keeps you out of the glow, though. That keeps you from growing. Now, remember, we're just breaking down words. This is what I do all day, 24/7, 365, is I break down the meaning of words, because everybody else got the symbols, but they ain't got the substance. We're supposed to leave the basic principles after we get them, so that way we can go on to perfection. Now, the principles that we are leaving is the C-H-R-I-S-T-O-S. We leave that principle. And then what principle do we pick up? It says, let us go on. That means, again, move forward to perfection. So where we are going to is perfection. That is growth. Remember, you have to get the glow. That allows you to create the flow, so that way you can continue to grow. Grow, anything that grows, it needs nutrients, minerals, and enzymes to grow. Now, the word perfection is a cookie blower, and this will mess up your theology. The word perfection in the text.
Bronx G, 5047. Teleiotes.
Well, we get another word, T E L E, that means teller. That means to transport. And then iotes. This one we've got to break down, because this is growth. So growth, the teleiotes means a state of intelligence, of moral and spiritual perfection. Teleiotes. It means completeness. That's why I have the life management system. It allows me to become and do what I call spiritual peak performance. So I am here to assist you with operating at your spiritual peak, to optimize your life. So I'm a spiritual peak. And what I do is every day is I assist people with operating in their spiritual peak. Nothing else. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the growth. That's where you should be going. Telates. So telates, again, has an underlining Greek word. Now, they all do, but this one we wanted to break down. So it is a mental state. Remember, you must be the mental equivalent. You must have the mental blueprint for whatever you want to physically manifest. Heavenly Father, in the name that's above every name, touch the minds of your people. That's the only problem. Right now, you have a mental image or a mental blueprint that doesn't match your physicality. So you must maintain something in the brain so that way it will manifest in the hands. That's your job. Your job is to maintain it in the brain, nobody else's. Telates. Telates means the state, the mental disposition of being more intelligent, of being more moral, of being more spiritual perfect than anybody else. Telates. That's what we, again, we divorce everything else to be more spiritually, morally, and intelligent. That is spiritual peak performance. That's the goal. Now, the word telates has a underlining Greek word as well.
Psalms G, 5046. Teleos. Teleos.
Teleos. Teleos is what we get the English word teleos or telomere. Telomere. Now, telomeres are the thing that's on top of your DNA that prevents you from exiting stage left. We'll put it that way. The only way a spirit can leave a body is when the DNA removes the telomeres on top of the DNA. That's called death. So clinical death is when the telomere is removed from the DNA. That means perfection from the DNA is removed. That's what we call you are clinically dead. So this Greek word, it means brought to its end or finished. It means wanting nothing necessary for completeness. It means the consummation of integrity and virtue. It means to be fully grown or mature. It is the mental and moral, to have mental and moral character. That is the goal. To consummate, to come to a perfect state where, again, you now have ushered in the above attributes and characteristics that you have divorced. It is the perfect state of allowing you to be one with the big G. The Bible says in Matthew 5:48, it says it this way. Now remember, this is growth. After you get your glow, then you set up your system on automatic pilot. So every day you wake up, you do the same thing. You have a routine that is based upon your purpose. That's called a pattern, because patterns are power. Right now you got a pattern, but that pattern is not your purpose, so therefore it has no power. So you need a pattern that gives you power. That's it. How do you get that pattern? Your self-image. How do you get a better self-image? You take what God designed, because that is your image. Where do you get it from? Those 12 numbers that I gave you in your DNA report. Those are the characteristics and attributes from God. So it is impossible to be poor, because none of the characteristics and attributes that you got from God are poor. None of them. None of the. If you're a lifetime one, you're a leader. That's okay. That's good. If you're two, you're a peacemaker. Okay, that's good. Okay, if you're three, you're creative. And okay, that's good. If you're four, hard worker. Okay, yeah, that's good. If you're five, okay, freedom fighter. Okay, adventure. Okay, yeah, that's good. If you're six, compassionate. Okay, caring. Okay, yeah, that's good. If you're seven, you're very intelligent. Okay, you got very, you know, intellectual superior. Okay, let me check. Yeah, that's good. Okay, if you're eight, you are an executive. You can execute shit that everybody else sit around and think about you out doing stuff. You an executive. You execute. You are an executioner. Okay, let me think. Yeah, that's good. Okay, if you're a nine, you're a humanitarian. You're a royal priest. You have style. You have elegance. You have grace. Okay, yeah, all of those attributes are good. So where does bad come from? All we are is omnibenevolent. Where does bad come from? Where did you get this ideal? Who told you you was bad? Who told you you was worthless? Who told you you was your failures? Your failures are things. They are experiences. They are events. They're not you. They're not your spirit. They was manifested, carried out by your body that was under the spell of a entity, a energy, a E-N-E-R-G-Y, and an I-N-N-E-R, when you were depressed and oppressed. So the enemy got you thinking that you are him. You forgot that you're God, and you think you're the devil. Now, I know, you've done devilish things. But what was the animating principle inside the body at the time? You did the act. Think. You've been conned into thinking it was you. Now, the book of Romans, I have a book that explains it called I Am Too Human. You've been told and you brought it. You think you're human. You think you're human. Because everybody told you since birth that you're human. Well, let me be the bearer of good news. You're not a human being. You're a spiritual being. Trapped illegally in a human body. Now, the ability to understand that statement escapes most people's understanding. I know it's hard. You just read Romans 7. The Bible breaks it down. The Bible says it way better than I. But most people that read the Bible, they don't believe what the Bible says, because they haven't broken it down to understand what the Bible means. They got the symbol, they got the hieroglyphic, they got demotic. D-E-M-O-T-I-C. Tick. Blood sucking. D-E-M-O. Demonstration. Demonstrate that sucks blood. What does that mean? When you demonstrate, what do? You move around. Be still and know. But you're too busy letting them suck the blood. That's why you can't flow. And therefore, you can't grow. Growth is a process, my brothers and sisters, of maintaining a mental disposition that is the mental blueprint of God. Do you have the mental blueprint? See, do you have the mental disposition of a millionaire? I'm going to pause for a moment while you ponder the statement. Do you have the mental disposition of a billion? Do you have the mental disposition of a billionaire? Answer, no. Why not? You don't think like a millionaire or a billionaire, okay? Why not? You don't know how billionaires think, okay? Why not? You don't know no billionaires, okay? Why not? You don't want to know no billionaires, okay? Why not? You think they're arrogant pricks, okay? Why do you need arrogant pricks? Because somebody told you that all people that got money are arrogant pricks. Okay? I know a lot of people that got money and they're not arrogant and they're not pricks. They just don't waste their time talking to people that ain't going nowhere. That's why you think they're arrogant. So you got a faulty belief system. Rich people are not arrogant pricks. They just busy about doing their purpose. And if you were busy about doing your purpose, everybody would call you an arrogant prick. Because they're going to text you on Facebook and say, hey, Doc, what you doing? And you're going to be like, man, I'm working on Dear Kinney reports. I'm doing this, that, and other. Well, I just want to chat. I just want to chop it up. I just want to, you know, chill for a little bit. You got, like, let's call me, man. Oh, let's FaceTime each other. Hey, boo-boo, I'm busy. So you busy to hang out with me now? Oh, you think you better than me now because you're hanging out with us? Yeah, I'm better than you, dude, because I actually got, you know, something I want to do. I'm actually being productive. Oh, yeah, you sound like the white man now. What's wrong with you? Yeah, that's how I usually go. When you find your glow, everybody's going to fall off. Eagles fly alone. They don't fly in flocks. Let me say it again. Eagles fly alone. They don't fly in flocks. Moses went up to the mountaintop alone. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane alone. Daniel was in the lion's den alone. Jonah was in the belly of the whale alone. Why are you trying to take somebody with you? See, that's the mistake I made. I got mad at my wife because she didn't want to go with me. She ain't supposed to go with me. My wife was smart. She's like, no, I ain't going there with them damn lions. You want to go in there, that's you going there. My name ain't Daniel. It's Deatra. That's called intelligence. I'm glad she didn't go. Because that's how you get mauled. If you step outside of your anointing, outside of the power that God has given you, then you are outside of your office. Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? That's what the demons told them before they jumped them. Again, it's in the scripture. So the glow, again, protects you. That means no weapon formed against you shall prosper, as long as you're in the glow. So when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no. You can't go nowhere till your purpose is fulfilled. Nowhere. Anything that the devil can put on you, my God, the big one, he can take off you. So don't be scared. So you walk around with God in your heart because you know greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That is the glow. The glow is a mental disposition that is the equivalent of God. That's perfection. That's what it's talking about in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm about. I already got the foundation, so I don't have to lay it again. Now, if you don't have the foundation, you got to lay it. I'm not saying you don't need the foundation. I'm not saying don't lay the foundation. I'm just saying that after you're done, get up. A lot of people lay the foundation and they stop. So I'm telling you, you got more work to do, boo-boo. You got a job. It's called your purpose. It's called your destiny. It's called your diaconia. So get up and let's be about establishing the kingdom of God here on this earth. You got demons and devils running amok because the men and women of God are still in the foundation. Get up. Brush off them grave clothes and let's go on to perfection, shall we? That is the result of the glow. When you get the glow, you automatically are translated into the flow. And as long as you maintain the mental equivalent, now let's close with the mental equivalent. So that way you're not a demotic. You will not be popular. The word demotic means popular because you frequently repeating demonic phrases. It's called folklore. Let me say it again. The Egyptian language and most languages, most alphabets are alphabets, what we call the alphabet. And since we don't over, under, and understand the ancient runic magic, we are devoid of understanding the runic alphabet. Runes are inscriptions having a secret rhyme. That's why it's called runic. Runes. This is runic magic. It's dramatic. Dramatic. Your job is to not maintain that mindset. Okay, but well, that mindset is everywhere, dude. What am I supposed to do? I am so glad you asked. Let's close with Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. It is extremely important, brothers and sisters, because, again, you got to go into perfection. This is how you grow. You grow by maintaining a mental blueprint that says, I'm leaving the basic principles of Jesus Christ and him crucified, and I'm moving on to perfection, not letting, again, the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith of God. I overstand. What does that overstand? I overstand Philippians 2. This is perfection. Perfection is maintaining the mental equivalent of the thing you wish to hold in your hand. So do you have the mental equivalency of a millionaire? If not, you need to join a life management system yesterday. Do you have the mental equivalent of a healthy person where every organ, every bone, every cell in your body vibrates according to its purpose. If not, you need to join the life management system. Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you, are you the mental equivalent? Or do you think like God? Let this, do you have this mind in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Do you have that? Oh, you don't. You're not the mental equivalent of Christ? Okay, you need to join the life management system. Do you have the mental equivalent of someone who loves themselves? Because remember, you're not eligible. Right now, you're probably not eligible to be married or in a relationship. Why? You're not in married in a relationship with yourself. In order to be eligible, qualified to be in a relationship with someone else, you must be in a toe-curling relationship with yourself. So go to the mirror and look at yourself again. Do you curl your own toes? If you go into the mirror and you look at yourself and you don't see anything, if you don't see love, joy, peace, gentleness, if you don't want to kiss yourself, if you don't want to wrap your hands around yourself, if you don't want to love yourself, then you got a flawed self-image. We need to talk. See, your self-image is not the same as your purpose. So you don't have the image of the priest, so you're not qualified to be the priest. If you don't have the image of the king, you're not qualified to be the king, because Yahushua is the King of Kings. See, if you don't have the image of the Lord, you're not qualified to be the Lord. So Yahushua is the Lord of Lords. So if you don't see yourself as a king, if you don't see yourself as a queen, if you don't see yourself as a Lord, then you're not eligible to get in the glow. And if you can't get in the glow, you can't get in the flow. That means you can't be an ATM. You can't spit out cash, you know, 24/7, 365. You can't oscillate or vibrate in perfect health. You can't, you know, you cannot be, you know, all knowing. You do not have the ability to tap into the multiple dimensional like the D-Wave computers do and access information that will solve every problem known to man, past, present, and future. If you do not, again, have the right self-image, then you cannot practice what I'm going to be talking about on the 17th, which is called quantum superpositioning, meaning that you cannot be in multiple positions at the same time, and then you collapse into one position when needed. So I cannot be in multiple places and say, oh, my kid's called, I need to be dad, so I cannot collapse into dad mode and be dad. And then also at the same time, the wife calls, then I get out of dad mode and I collapse into husband mode. Up, then a client calls, I get out of husband mode and I get into life coach mode. I am in multiple positions at the same time and I collapse based upon the observation. But if you are not, if you don't have the right self-image, you think you're just a mama. You just got kids. When your kids grown and gone, you don't know what to do. So you like, what am I going to do with my kids' sleep? Because you don't have the mind of Christ. You don't understand that you are in multiple positions at the same time. So you just think that you're just a mother? So what were you before you had kids? Oh, you think you're just somebody's daughter? Oh, you don't understand. So since you don't understand Philippians 2:5, you cannot be in mother. You can't be in. You don't have a flow. You can't flow that. When my phone rings, when the thought enters in my brain that says, we need a lawyer. Okay, I'm a lawyer. When you need to write me a contract, I got you. Okay, we don't need a lawyer. We need a personal trainer, man. We got somebody that got, no problem. I'm a personal trainer. Oh, well, we don't need no personal trainer. We don't need no lawyer. We need a priest. We got some demons and devils over here acting up. Okay, no problem. I got you, boo-boo. I'm a priest. Well, actually, we don't need no priest. You know, we actually need somebody to go out in the back and dig a post hole, you know, because the fence is falling down. Okay, no problem. I can dig a post hole. If I can't dig it, I call my wife. She knows how to dig. Okay, well, we don't need no post hole, Doug. You know, we need somebody to cut the grass. Okay, boo-boo, no problem. I got you. Multiple positions that collapse up on observation. That is the next series. I'm going to teach you how to do that to perfection. Because that's how you grow. See, problems stop growth. So Jesus said, I am all things to all people. You made in his image and his likeness. You should be all things to all people. If you meet a homeless man, you should be able to talk to the homeless man. If you're too bougie and too high sedity that, oh, I just got my nails and my hair done. I can't hang out with, you know, They smell. Am I supposed to touch them? So if a homeless man comes to your church and you give everybody a hug, but the homeless guy comes in and he got, you know, some spaghetti on his shirt, he smells a little funky, you ain't gonna hug him? That's the growth. That's growth. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. It's extremely important that you understand. I'm here for a spiritual peak performance. That's it. I'm here for you to oscillate and vibrate at your optimum. I don't hang out with peasants. I educate peasants that they're supposed to be priests. I don't hang out with chickens. I just tell them chickens that they're freaking eagles. And I show them a new self-image based upon the biblical narrative. Because that's what Jesus did. He took fishermen and made them fishermen. Stop fishing for fish and fish for men. Change people's lives. The best way to get rich is to enrich the lives of other people. Let me say that again. Anybody want a lot of money? Anybody want more money? Okay, you want money? Okay, you? Okay, yeah, you? Okay, okay. Everybody want more money? Okay, let me tell you. This is the secret to getting rich tomorrow. The best way, the fastest way to get rich is to enrich the lives of other people. That's why I do these shows. I help other people cross the street because I'm going there anyway. So I'm taking as many people as I can with me. That is the secret to wealth. That's the secret to health. That's the secret to wisdom. And that's the secret to toe-curling relationships. Brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that this series blessed you to help you understand that all you got to do is say, Heavenly Father, I am here to do your will. Bam, you're in the glow. Because he'll reveal it to you. If you say that, Father, I'm here to do your will, not my will. When you say that, be ready for adversity. Because the Father's going to bring the will to you. When you say, Father, I am here to do your will, not my will. Bam, you get in the glow. Once you get in the glow, the glow is going to take you to the flow. You will flow. Now you're on the same vibration as me. And then you're going to bump into me. I'm going to see you at the mall. You're going to hear one of my shows. You're going to see one of my Facebook posts. You're going to say, who's this fool called himself Master Teacher 33? Now you're my vibrational equivalent. Now you're in the same flow that I'm in. We are vibrationally equal now. So there's frequency matching going on. My frequency matches your frequency now because why? We got the same intention. What is the intention? We are both here to do the will of the Father. So everybody that's doing the will of the Father is on the same frequency. So we all bump into each other. We are all vibrationally in the same frequency. So we establish what's called mass consciousness. And so we now you're part of the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. So we gather together regardless of our physical location. We are one in the spirit. And since we are one in the spirit, now we all flow the same way. So when I say Dear Canary Reports, you see the worth and the value of the Dear Canary Reports. You promote the Dear Canary Reports more than me. Because you see the worth and the value in the life. You tell everybody about the life of my dear sister because we're in the same frequency. But if we're not on the same frequency, you see no value in me or Dear Canary Reports or anything that I be or anything that the Bible says. Because I'm just regurgitating what Jesus said. But you don't see no worth and no value in it because you don't see yourself. So therefore, you can't see anybody else. To the degree that you understand the self is the degree that you can understand everybody else. Get in the flow. Once you get in the flow of being omnibenevolent, then that's when you start to grow. But all of that starts from the glow. What is the glow? Omnibenevolent. We're glowing at our highest good. And that allows us to flow at our highest good, and that allows us to grow at our highest good. And brothers and sisters, that dog hunts right there. This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it. Back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Thank you.